Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when I was little, my parents would never let me see rated R movies. So I'd have to kind of like sneak to see them with my friends, or somebody would get a hold of a VCR copy, which used to be pretty expensive. And, you know, would try to like sneak and watch these movies. And these movies would have a bad word in it. And then you're like, oh my gosh, they said the S word, or they said it. You're like, oh no, that's cussing. And it would be just, and you would, you know, when I would be in a theater, the audience would laugh because there was a cuss word. And cuss words were still getting, maybe that was, you know, early 80s, maybe late 70s, early 80s, where foul language was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that, you know, in a movie or on a show. Now, I mean, you put on the TV and it's blank, blank, bleepity, bleep, blank, blank. But they ended up with, you know, even though people curse all the time, and I got in trouble for cursing, even though I had a really, really bad foul mouth, high school, college, med school, still do, but I've been controlling it. They started to, within TV and Hollywood, allow more curse words. Even on radio, there's a lot of things you couldn't say. Now you could say some words. And it's, I'm not going to say them just in case, for some reason the laws are different in my neck of the woods, I'm going to play it safe. But there's now this acceptance. Well, I'm starting to wonder about what's going on in terms of now incest. Because one of the most popular series ever, Game of Thrones, and now its prequel, which is extremely good, House of the Dragon, really thrusts incest into the storyline day one. Day one of both series, you start to get this, wait a second here, they're related. I mean, Game of Thrones was just really, I mean, just blatant about it. House of Dragon took a little while. Now, I'm not giving you guys any spoilers because it's already been out for a while. It's all over. Everybody's talking about it. And when you watch it, even though within the series, the writers are like, you know, yeah, it's taboo. They're trying to hide it. It's being frowned upon. In the storylines, they almost actually make an argument for it. They almost, it's almost like they're trying to justify it. And it's, I'm just wondering, because you know how Hollywood is. You know, in terms of, you know, hey guys, you know, if this is in the movie, then it's okay. If you've seen in the movies, it's okay. Smoking. You know, smoking is cool. Smoking's not cool. Marijuana's cool. And, you know, Hollywood does help to steer a lot of things in terms of progression in society. And I'm wondering, are they trying to do that with incest? Now, it could be. I mean, maybe I'm naive. It's the shock factor. A lot of TV series don't cover that. You don't really see incest in Ted Lasso. You know, you didn't see it in The Offer. I don't think you did. You didn't see it in, I don't know, what else is like really popular? I don't know, Succession or things like that. And I haven't seen all the shows yet. But, man, they sure make it a focal point in their plot. And I'm just wondering why. You know, I mean, is it for the shock value? It's hard to watch. It's now, you know, when you know they're actors, but, you know, if you start to connect with these if you start to connect with these actors and actresses, and all of a sudden you see it, it's just weird. It feels weird. Well, incest currently is illegal in, I think, almost every state. I believe, and I'm looking this up as we go, in the states of New Jersey and Rhode Island, they say incest between adults is legal, but neither state permits marriage. In New Jersey, each person, this is according to World Population Review, each person has to be at least 18. So you can't have an uncle and a 16-year-old niece. Mind you, I think in New York, there was a law that in court, it went to the courts where a niece wanted to be and marry her uncle. And I believe that went through. Let me see. I think that was back in 2014. There were laws against parent, child, and brother-sister marriages. But there was, the ruling said there was no comparably strong objection to uncle-niece marriages. Now, I mean, my question is, who's the uncle related to, and how are the parents okaying this? And I, you know, but this decision, according to the New York Post, stems from a case from a Vietnamese citizen, Huyen Nguyen, a 34-year-old woman who had appealed a ruling by an immigration judge. The judge tried to boot her from the United States after declaring that her 2000 marriage in Rochester to her mother's half-brother was invalid. She and her husband, Vu Trong, they only vary in age by a couple years, appealed and won. They've been married 14 years now. So apparently this is maybe more of an issue than we thought. In Rhode Island, the consent to be in an incestuous relationship has to be 16 years old. In Georgia, they say incest laws are limited to heterosexual intimate relationships. Intercourse between fathers and daughters and mothers and sons is legal. Boardwalk Empire had an incest scene. Boardwalk Empire did too. Am I missing something? Am I being very, naive? Is it that they're trying to say, look, there's a large population that does this, and we want to appeal to them? The problem is I don't even think that population wants, all of our relationships, no matter where we are in terms of the spectrum, I think we do want privacy. I just don't understand why in these, it just almost seems like now the next big thing that has to be in these shows is incest. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So September is not only National Preparedness Month, it is Baby Safety Month. And what prepares you more than making sure our little babies don't get hurt? And whether you have children, grandchildren, or friends that come over with kids, there's a lot of pitfalls in your house, not only in the kitchen, but in a lot of areas in the house that could sadly be death traps for these kids. So joining us next is Taureen Crepi, president of Safe Kids Worldwide, and Brian Sansoni of American Cleaning Institute to talk to us about how to make sure our homes are childproofed. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dr. Dahlia. Nice to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Gosh, man, no, we are so grateful, so grateful. So talk to us about some of the things that parents, grandparents, or even just neighbors and friends and family are overlooking when it comes to baby safety.
You know, we often think about, you know, as far as you look at the rooms in your house, you think about the kitchen and the bathroom where you may have cleaning products stored and, again, appropriately out of sight and out of reach of children. One room we may not always think of is the laundry room. But the fact is we spend a lot of time there, especially if you're a new parent. In fact, you're likely to do more than 700 loads of laundry before your newborn turns one. So it's something we're spending a lot of time in. We need to make sure as those kids will crawl around and move around quickly that laundry products are inaccessible. You're not leaving laundry packets or other products on top of the machines where the kids can quickly grasp them. And no matter how beautiful your laundry room may be, you know, we find people will take laundry packets, for instance, out of their original container and put them in glass containers or canisters and take pictures of them and post them on Pinterest and say, hey, doesn't this look cool? But actually, that's very unsafe because it's another place for a child to have access to these products. Kids are very curious. These products belong in their original containers, and after you're done taking care of the laundry, make sure you close the lid, take that product, and make sure it's out of sight and out of the reach of children.
You know, I love, Brian, that you brought up the laundry room because, you know, I was doing some laundry, and I was about to throw something in, and the cat was sitting there in the dryer. Cat's all black, sitting there like, sorry, I found my new home. And I threw clothes. If it wasn't for me looking and checking, it's amazing how kids, pets, they're drawn to it because it's one of those rooms that has a lot of, you know, fluff and a lot of new smells. Taureen, Creppy, talk to us about, you know, some things that, you know, Safe Kids Worldwide promotes and recommends.
Yeah, so I would say for Safe Kids, we want to protect and prevent these preventable injuries to children. And you just said it all just now about your cat. We want you to take a break from work and take a step back to observe the home through a child's eye. You know, check for the open cleaning product containers and ensure that you have sealed them, closed them as you found them before you opened them. We want you to, you know, right now is a perfect time during Baby Safety Month to conduct a safety check of your home where we can prevent these injuries from happening. Having cleaning products, you know, stored safely up in a way and out of sight. And one easy tip we can do before we even bring it in our home is make sure that we have them bagged separately in the store so that when we bring them home, we put them up first and we get them out of the way.
You know, Taureen, you bring up a good point because with inflation, laundry detergent's getting expensive. And so rather than buying the smaller containers, we're getting those big jugs and because they're a little cheaper because you're buying bulk. And those things are heavy. So me, lazily, I come in and the first thing I throw on the ground are those jugs. I don't know how many gallons they are. And I do see this potential of kids wanting to push that cute little red button spout. That'll pour out the. I didn't even think about it until you guys brought it up. I'm glad you're making us think about these things.
Yeah, it's the small things we don't think about and how to, you know, prevent such injuries from happening. And I think, you know, parents are on autopilot. So thinking about when you open it, close it, store it up and away and out of sight. When we grew up, you remember we used to put them underneath the kitchen sink. I don't know who thought of that. But today, these kids are curious, and we want them to be curious and explore. So just like, you know, when we want to distract them and hand them something, we want to remember, you know, those are dangerous items, too. They have those nickel-sized batteries in them that kids can easily swallow. So we want to make sure that we're putting those things up and away, and we're not distracting our kids with things that can harm them.
So true. We're speaking to Taureen Creppy, president of Safe Kids Worldwide, and Brian Sansoni of American Cleaning Institute. The colors are bright. Those Tide Pods look like little fishies. I mean, these things, you know, with marketing, while these companies are, you know, working to, you know, make their products marketable and identifiable, we do have to look at things in the eyes of a child. And as Taureen, you brought up in terms of under the sink, a lot of parents think, well, it's okay, it's under the sink because I have a little lock. Sometimes those locks aren't fastening. So I would almost play a double safe. Keep the cupboards locked as well as keep the things out of the of reach in the lower cupboards.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, we have the things that we know that can protect and prevent, but kids are curious. So I think having a double safety measure is always most helpful.
So true. So, Brian, you know, God forbid, sometimes things happen. Exposures happen. What are you telling parents to do?
You know, a number that we all should have stored on our smartphone or cell phone is the number for the Poison Control Center.
Amen.
That's 1-800-222-1222. In case of an unfortunate occurrence or exposure, you can call that number, staff with professionals 24 hours a day. They can very professionally guide you about what to do during one of those occurrences. So put it in your cell phone or write it on your, have it up in the laundry room or the kitchen for poison control, 1-800-222-1222.
Yeah, and you know, what you guys are doing is a godsend because this month with Baby Safety Month, it reminds us that accidents are the number one, you know, killers of children in this age group. And that does include accidental exposures. It includes poisonings. And so it's something that I think a lot of us parents, we think the kids are on autopilot. We think, you know, the packaging is going to be good enough and it really does take that effort.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing, these are all preventable. So if we do our part as parents, and, you know, even if you're not a parent and you know that you're having children or relatives that's coming to visit you, you need to make sure you're doing the same thing and practicing it at all times, preventing what is preventable, and that's keeping these chemicals up and away and out of sight.
Absolutely. In the last minute, any other tips and suggestions you have for our listeners?
Well, we have lots of safety tips and checklists that family can go to safekids.org and download, where they can scan their home by using these checklists and learning how and where to put these products, but most importantly, how to keep their home safe from preventable injuries. And at the American Cleaning Institute, they have packetsup.com website where you can download a clean.
Love it. Love it. Brian, Taureen, you guys are like I said, godsends. We really appreciate all you do. Can't wait to have you back.
Great.
Thank you very much. Anytime we can help.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm, my kids are older, and I've gotten a little bit lazy. And I've realized that my kids have done stupid things. So, you know, even as adults, I get a little bit lazy with those big, huge jugs. And I buy them, even though I can't lift them because they're cheaper. Just like with the poo-poo powder for the kitty cats, I buy the big, huge, you know, jugs of it or those big, huge containers because it's cheaper. And sadly, I think when you do more bulk, you lose some of the more, you know, finite safety enhanced within the packaging and all that. But I got to tell you, man, there's something about those Tide Pods, and I know they've changed them, where I don't buy them because they're expensive. I don't buy them because I think you're losing money. It's cheaper to just buy laundry detergent. But it seems so much fun to have that little baby packet in your hands that's kind of soft and plasticky and smooth, and then you throw it in there and you think, I mean, and in a way, the safety, there's more safety there than splashing around your detergent, but it's costly, so that's what's preventing me from buying those. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine's President Zelensky called on the West to speed up deliveries of weapon systems as Ukrainian troops move to retake a large portion of northeastern territory from fleeing Russian troops. Inflation continues to attack American households and remain close to a 40-year high. The Labor Department on Tuesday reported its consumer price index rose to 8.3% in August from the same month a year ago. Taiwan's defense ministry is reporting two Chinese aircraft on Monday crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which normally serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides, as Beijing continues its military maneuvers near the island. Bank of America employs over 208,000 people around the planet. Brian Moynihan, Bank of America CEO on Fox News, says things might be turning around.
Best things about America is we have a consumer base that's employed and working and earning and spending.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever you guys are asking a question about COVID and what it did to you, my answer is yes. But does it also do yes? Do you think it caused yes? Yes, it did it all. COVID did it all. And we are finding more and more from a mental health standpoint that COVID really did a number on us. Whether it was the virus, whether it was the lockdowns, whether it was the changing of the future and future careers and whether it was wearing masks, maybe not getting all the oxygen we thought we would, whether it was the brain fog. I mean, there's the lack of social interactions, the lack of dating. COVID did a number on everybody. And one of the most vulnerable groups, not only the older and immunosuppressed when it came to the respiratory symptoms and the blood clot symptoms, but in terms of the mental health symptoms, some of the most vulnerable were the younger generations. The Generation Zs, the Millennials, and now Generation X, or the Alpha, Generation Alpha. And so this is something that you're hearing headline after headline. You know, anxiety went up, depression went up 36%. In this study of kids, we saw more psychoses. We saw more depression. We saw more suicidality. And I think people are just kind of getting numb to it. Well, today is National College Student Health Awareness Day. This is something I helped create with the American Medical Student Association at UNLV to help be there for college students and to kind of talk about and teach them about things that they are facing and how college students, rather than being the healthiest, you know, the best looking, best metabolism, at their best shape, college students have vulnerabilities more than you know. And we think that the younger generations or the younger populations have it better from a health standpoint. And College Student Health Awareness Day highlights that college students have risks, whether it's not taking care of themselves, frequent colds, poor sleep, poor diet, STIs, depression, anxiety. So this year, the American Medical Student Association chose mental health, and very appropriately so, with everything going on with post-COVID, and that's what's happening today. Eventually, we are going to be taking this national as well, where hopefully all colleges will have College Student Health Awareness Day. But today we're doing it at UNLV with the American Medical Student Association. Great pre-med kids there. These guys are in pre-nursing and pre-dental and pre-physical therapy. They're pre-health professional students that are pretty excited about, you know, doing stuff for their community. But, you know, what we're not really talking about is why COVID messed with people's mental health, brain fog. What was the exact mechanism? That's still a little foggy. So originally, I thought, all right, it affects the brain. COVID hits the brain, it stays there, it messes with our sense of smell or sense of taste, and then it might not go away. And then studies are like, no, the virus goes away. The virus goes away. It's just chronic inflammation. Well, what's causing the chronic inflammation? Is it parts of the virus? Whether the virus is dead or alive, that virus is causing inflammation. So I do believe my theories for what's been going on for those of us with brain fog, anxiety, and depression is, one is, the virus does make its way to the brain. Duh. That's why it's affecting the olfactory nerves and our tastes and other receptors. Number two was our inability in the beginning to attack it. So it was uncharted territory for it. We were virgins for this virus. So rather than us having some baseline immunity from either natural or vaccine, it got to do what it wanted to do and lay the groundwork. And I think that is a lot different than you being exposed to something where you have some partial immunity. For a lot of us with Omicron, most of us had some natural immunity or vaccine immunity, that Omicron didn't hit us as hard. But the original virus, it hit us hard. And some of us, where it didn't hit us hard respiratory-wise, it did still pervade our tissues. I have patients that say they still don't smell correctly. They still don't taste like they used to. They still have brain fog. So this virus had open territory, got to set up shop, and got to be there first. It was shotgun. Next is the ramifications politically of, all right, guys, we could at any time shut this down. Your prom, over. Your graduation, over. Now, for kids who had these things as goals, as milestones, as rites of passage, they didn't think those things ever went away. You always graduate from school. There's always a graduation. You know, there's always a prom. There's always a football game. That's just the way it is. That's the way it was for the grandparents, their parents, their neighbors. These are things, weddings. These are things that happen. And all of a sudden, we found that the government could say, it's done. We're not doing it. Yeah, but I graduate this year. Sorry. Yeah, but, you know, some people are doing them outside. We're not. And it was so random. Some schools are like, nope, we're just not doing a graduation. Others are like, yeah, we'll make this work. We'll use the track. We'll use the football field. We'll be outside. What? And so the students looking at things as, you know, okay, I get that life isn't fair, but this is some random jacked up. I mean, these are rules being pulled out of people's behinds. And it started to make kids realize that what you think is supposed to be a goal and supposed to be there can be taken away in a second. That is very psychologically traumatizing. You know, I mean, I went to 12 schools thinking that I was going to get to be at a school and get to graduate with my friends and grow up with... No, that wasn't a reality. Now, once I realized that was a reality, I was fine. But man, that sucked. And it sucks to think that you're going to be at a place, you're going to, you know, get to have some sort of goal met, and for it not to be there or exist. The next, a lot of these kids were looking forward to dating and prom and school and all that. College is still not the way it was. So many kids don't go back to school. Many teachers are still doing remote. You have teachers, you know, my kid's back in college. A couple of his classes are in person, but a couple of his classes are online. And it's not COVID anymore, but it's online. Another thing that really messed with our minds is our computers. I think computers make us depressed. And we have now been chained to our computers and our internet and our Netflix for years. Whereas you used to have to go outside, you had to walk to campus, you had to walk to classroom, you had to walk to work, you know, take a bus. Now it's your computer. You wake up, you put your computer on. You're doing your work on your computer. And now you're checking your computer. It's all your computer. I think computers make you depressed. So in addition to you being foggy, in addition to you having mood issues from COVID, we have, you know, what is a computer doing to our minds? Do we have, you know, are we talking about that? And then something that I really think needs to be evaluated is our covering of our nose and mouth to prevent infectious disease, which I've done through medical school. And I've done through my training. And even I did in practice. You need breaks, and you need to let your mouth breathe normal air. So I would take off my mask after every patient. We had people that had to be masked up for hours at a time at work. And there's been theories that did that minimize some of the amount of oxygen that they got. Now, we do know that masks and hypercapnia has been studied. There was a study with nurses and how there was carbon dioxide buildup in their blood, not a lot of it, but there was a difference between wearing masks all day. But in the medical field, we always took a break from our mask. We would rip it off, throw it out after each patient. But we didn't do that. We tried something new. Students, like these kids, had to be in classrooms for 8 hours a day covered up. So we really need to spend more time studying what happened to our minds and why a lot of us haven't recovered from what happened with COVID. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so let's talk about the elephant in the room. Stock market crashed today. At 900 points. It's still down about 900 points now. Let me see if I could get the latest. I think 894. Oh, God. It's bad. I can't look. I can't look. You got maybe someone pull the plug. Please, somebody pull the plug. Let's start over. Just say, you know what? Stock market's done for today. I don't like the pendulum, the up and down, the mood swings that our stock market has had. Some of us had a couple real good days last week, and now it's like, oh, dang. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 900 points or 2.8%. S&P 500 dropped 3.2%. NASDAQ Composite sank 4.1%. And then more than 490 stocks in the S&P 500 fell. Meta, Facebook's Meta, dropped 7.9%. Caesars lost 7.3%. This is according to NBC News. Why? Well, the August inflation report came in hotter than expected. So it hurt investor optimism, and it's making people feel like there's not going to be, you know, much of a much of a change in the next coming weeks. Now, I think we will be. I'm always positive, but I do worry about what's happening in Europe. You know, it was nice to see Putin forces retreat. That might be promising, because we don't want Europe going through, you know, even if Putin loses to Ukraine, I still don't know how Europe's going to handle the lack of fuel coming from Russia, but that's a whole other story for a different day. But in America, we had a really high velocity drop. And the August Consumer Price Index report showed a higher than expected reading for inflation. Headline inflation rose 0.1% month over month, despite gas prices falling. Core inflation rose 0.6%. On a year-over-year basis, inflation was 8.3%. So economists surveyed by Dow Jones have been expecting a decline, you know, with maybe a rise of 0.3% for core inflation. So the numbers weren't as good. And I, you know, you and I don't know about you guys and how many of you out there are economists. But, you know, for me as a physician and a business owner, I would be like, okay, so, all right, yeah, inflation's high, no big deal. Did the stock market really have to crash? I mean, 900 points? I mean, did that really have to make everybody, you know, all get all flustered? It blows my mind. It's like everybody running and getting toilet paper during COVID. Calm down. It's a crappy inflation report, we know. Hopefully something will change in the midterms. We got Christmas season coming. That always gives retail a bounce. You know, hopefully we could get over. Does the stock market really have to crash? So we had four straight positive sessions for the U.S. stocks. It was kind of nice because investors thought inflation had peaked. So I told you guys what to do. Buy I-bonds. I-bonds are related to inflation. You can buy about $10,000 a year, I believe, per person. You could get an extra $5,000 in bonds from your tax refund. And then that goes into, I think you buy it through Treasury Direct. And with inflation, I think every 6 months, the inflation rate locks in for the I-bonds. And you can't lose money on the I-bonds, because even if there's 0% inflation now or deflation, you won't lose money because it'll cap at 0%. But right now it's at 9-something from the previous quarter or the previous 6 months, because I think every November and May the rate gets updated. So, you know, for those of you, you know, struggling with this, going, this stinks, you know, you could invest in I-bonds. That's what we did. You can only invest so much, though. So they say the sell-off hurt a lot of tech stocks. Cloudflare fell about 10%. Unity Software sank 11%. Carvana slid 12%. So this was not good. And we're also now facing a rail worker plot strike. They expect this to cost $2 billion a day. So America is now bracing for chaos, they say, as we have tens of thousands of railway, port, hospital workers set to strike over the winter. People are watching what's happening in Minnesota with the nurses' strike. I think 15,000 nurses are on strike. And I think a lot of other nursing unions are watching to see what happens. I think they're asking for a 30% pay hike based on everything going on with inflation. And I told you guys how tricky that is. Trust me, hospital systems make money. So I don't feel sorry for hospital systems. But on the flip side, medical centers and the medical community, my pay rate has not gone up since pre-COVID. my pay rate in my medical office didn't go up the whole time I had my medical office. They would pay me $2.42, and it would rely on the patient's copay to cover things for some of these visits. Medicare might have improved. Like, some of the office visits maybe went from 40 to, like, 48, or, you know, so there were some mild increases from Medicare. But in terms of many of these other companies, you couldn't make more money. And so, you know, all you could do is raise your rates for cash patients, and that doesn't, I think, you know, bode well at all and look good. So I think a lot of, you know, nurses are looking at this as, look, you know, we have to support our families. It's expensive. We got inflation, and they deserve to get, you know, many of them who haven't gotten pay raises deserve it. It's just, you know, 30% is going to be huge. And so if Minnesota nurses, especially as we're going to be coming into a very rough flu, COVID, cough and cold season, as we always do every winter, there you might see many other nurses, you know, say, look, if this is the time to negotiate, this is the time to negotiate. 60,000 rail workers, 22,000 West Coast port workers are planning mass walkouts. Several U.S. freight railroads said last week they were preparing for a widespread strike and service interruptions Friday. There was a deadline set out by two holdout labor groups and protracted talks with railroad carriers about better benefits. So this could cause mass interruptions to our rail system, which we use, again, for our supply chain. Not to mention ferries that, you know, with goods shipped and flown and overseas. They believe this is going to cost us $2 billion a day. They say the holdout from workers that transport these products, who on average earn less than $64,000 a year, you know, that this can really be felt nationally, even globally. This can be huge. They say compounding the crisis are the protests from workers at American hospitals, 15,000 nurses in Minnesota stage walkouts. Registered nurses in the state currently make $84,000 a year. 22,000 West Coast port workers man the highly trafficked twin hubs of L.A. and Long Beach. They want to seek better working conditions. They have staffing issues, overwork that has come commonplace. Biden administration officials are trying to prevent the strike. Again, this is where the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, is supposed to be stepping up. So we'll see what happens. But what, as this affects you or I, we could be looking at food shortages. We could be looking at gas transport issues. And what happens when you live farther away from these, you know, gas hubs and these fuels, the price goes up. So as supply dwindles, price goes up. So this can really, sadly, take our inflation issues and enhance them. So our supply chain issues should have been over. We should have been able to, you know, move on, start to regroup, and that's just not what's happening. And it is a snowball effect. I would never want to be president. This is a mess. And it could very easily snowball. It does take some smart moves. It takes less government spending, more incentivizing. If you really want to help, you know, individuals, there's, you know, why don't you let individuals have more say as to what kind of decisions you're making, whether it's healthcare, education, economy. But this is a cluster and a half. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market tickets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.